bringing beer to your ear. It's time for What's on Tap. What's on Tap on KX93.5.
Now, that's what you call a wonderful piece of radio imaging or something. I am Mookie, and you are you. We are the official craft brew radio station of the beer scene here in Southern California. Like I've been saying, it comes with great responsibility. That's why we bring you What's on Tap each and every Friday in the 4 p.m. hour, Pacific Standard Time. Matt Medina is here. Howard Compton is here. They are from Straub Distributing. How do I say that again?
Straub Distributing.
Thank you so much. And which is just a stone's throw from the radio station in Anaheim.
Yes.
And Ava Burton is here as well. Now, you're not so much of a beer person.
No.
In fact, you're allergic to beer.
I'm happy to be here with the beer boys.
Thank you so much. We'd like to enlighten you.
I'm waiting.
Right? And like I said, these guys have forgotten more about beer than I could ever know in my life. How have you been since I last talked to you guys?
We're fighting the cold weather pretty good out there.
Yeah.
Pulling through.
Mookie, we're kind of jealous because you have a window here with a view of the ocean.
Yeah.
Your job's not that bad.
It's not bad at all. But us, you know, being in Southern California, you know, you guys working with beer, could be worse. I'm sure you guys have relatives and friends and family in other parts of the United States, right?
Yes, I have a son that lives in Chicago. It's pretty cold there right now.
Yeah, it is.
Was it 85 today here?
Yes.
Yeah,
it was. The past couple days have been brilliantly beautiful. So this whole month we've been highlighting the Goose Island beers, speaking of Chicago. And I guess the first one was the Matilda. The first one was the Sophie. Man, thank you so much for turning me on to the Goose Island brews. They're amazing.
Great beers.
Thank you.
And you guys said what you brought in today may or may not be your favorite of the Goose Island line, right?
Out of this Vintage Reserve series, this is one of my favorites.
Yeah, I don't like to say I have a favorite beer, but this is definitely topping the charts.
The Vintage Reserve
series, yes.
Series, yeah.
I'm sorry, they don't want to say it, but when I walked in, they all said this is their favorite.
That's what they said off the air.
Everybody said it.
Okay. On record, it's my favorite.
Even Tyler.
Our resident beer wizards are here, and Ava Burton. It's What's on Tap exclusively on KX93.5. We already poured the beer, and you've even given me some tips on how to pour the beer. Like, more or less, you're going to look at the bottom of the bottle and kind of tilt it. In a fashion.
Yes. What you do is you leave the glass on the table on bottles, and you pour the bottle directly down the middle. So you raise or lower the back end of the bottle to increase or decrease the flow. And you want to have a two-finger collar of foam because that's releasing the aroma, the aromatics of the beer, and also releases the carbonation.
Maybe I'm just too crazy with it, but sometimes, you know, you taught me to pour it down the middle. Mine ends up super foamy. You know, but we're looking for a two-finger.
What are you talking about? You drink yours straight out of the bottle.
I do. Actually, mason jars, which I don't know if this is the right thing to do.
That's what the cool kids are doing.
Yeah, exactly. Before we get into what you guys brought today, again, another Goose Island brew, can we talk about Straub again real quick and what kind of breweries you guys are affiliated with?
Yes. Straub's been around since 1948. And we're an Anheuser-Busch wholesaler, and Goose Island is part of that, but we also carry Whitmer Brothers, we carry Red Hook, we carry Kona from the islands, we have Carl Strauss, we have Bootleggers, we have Rough Draft, we have Nikasi, which you're going to hear a lot about that in the next week with Matt here.
Looking forward to that.
Yes, it's going to be pretty exciting for Matt. Then Bootleggers, then we have Golden Road.
That's so many breweries.
Yes.
Matt, coming from a craft beer, background type of thing, are there any macro brews which you actually dig on, which you enjoy yourself? Or is it just craft beer for you, those micro brews?
Just beer in general, but there's a lot of small up-and-coming breweries that are local. Almost in any city, seems like there's another brewery open up. And I like to try all those little guys first, you know, to... not first. I feel like I've had almost one from everyone of the bigger ones. So I like to, you know, be surprised. A lot of those guys are trying very crazy different things to kind of get their foot in the game.
Right. Who would you say around the United States is really on the forefront of craft beer?
A lot of the guys souring are really kind of making the sour beers.
The sour beers,
Cascade.
That's Ava's favorite, I think.
Yeah, it is. Right? Actually, you handed your sour beer to me last week. You didn't like it at all.
No. Yeah.
I know you're a wine person, though.
I am a wine
person. Yeah, I saw you down at the Laguna Beach Wine Gallery the other night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you had a few glasses there. These glasses look like wine glasses, you know, to me.
Yes, they're stem glassware. They're wide mouth glasses, which gets the aroma up to your nose. It's important to get the aromatics to your nose, then you taste the beer after that.
Right. So what'd you guys bring in today?
We brought in Pear Jock. It was first introduced in the market in 2004. This is a Belgium-style beer. It's an Abbey Ale, what they call it. This is one of my favorites. It's got 8.7 alcohol content, 26 on the bittering units.
It's 26 on that, so that's not
on the IBUs,
IBUs, so it's not really a bitter or hoppy beer, right?
No, it's more sweet, malty, fruity, some people say. You can get caramel.
And that is that indicative of the Belgian style brews just as a whole, is lower IBU?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they go for a little bit sweeter beer. This is probably the most well-known one would be Chimay. This is going to be comparable, mm-hmm. if not better. Mm-hmm.
So this is a little bit darker than some of the Belgian styles you guys have brought in before.
Yeah, they call this mahogany color.
Mm. Oh, man. That is delicious.
That's tasty, right?
Is that, I don't know, is that a malty flavor? It's almost like a scotch flavor.
You get molasses flavor kind of out of there. There's a lot going on in this beer.
They say if you like vintage port, this is an alternative to a vintage port.
I like vintage port.
Well, drink up, young lady.
What is vintage port?
Do you know what port is?
Okay, well, I've had a porter before, which is a kind of beer, right?
No. Yes. Port's not a beer.
A port's some sort of wine.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Made in Portugal. How do they make it? They've got a certain way of making it. It's very sweet.
Oh. Like a dessert wine?
Yeah, but it's not. You have port with cheese.
Oh.
Yeah. This one goes really good with the hard cheeses.
Does it really?
Gouda.
Yeah. Gouda would be perfect. Yeah. I'm getting hungry, guys.
I know. Next time we'll do a beer and cheese pairing show.
Yes.
Who knows? Again, What's on Tap is the segment. Matt Medina, Howard Compton is here. And also Ava Burton, you are drinking that beer real good all of a sudden. What is your take on this Belgian style from Goose Island?
She loves it.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right. It's better than the last couple you've tried
from
us.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Definitely, but I've still got a glass of water here to...
Pere Jacques, am I saying that correctly?
Pere Jacques.
Pere Jacques. And it comes in another beautiful bottle from Goose Island. Almost looks like a wine bottle.
Yep. Big Magnum bottle.
Yeah. Look at Howard's cell phone's going off. People should know you're doing a radio show right now, right?
Or perhaps you should turn it off.
Perhaps. But that's okay. I do it all the time. Again, we're tasting this wonderful Belgian style from Goose Island. And what else is on tap? Like, I guess every month we're going to celebrate a different brewery, right?
Right. This one is so good to go with different types of food. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk a little about principles of food pairing. First thing is you want a beer balance. It's how well does the beer and food create a balance of flavor when consumed together. So that's the first one. Then you go contrast. How does the beer and food offset each other, distinguish taste and flavor? And the last one is complement. How well does the beer and food mend together? So those are the basic three ways to do it. And beer also has a secret ingredient. If you eat a lot of cheese and it has oily dairy foods, it stays on your tongue. And beer has CO2. We call it scrubbing bubbles. It strips your tongue clean. So if you have a glass of wine at home, after you eat cheese, take that sip of that wine. It's going to float over your tongue.
Cleanse the palate, if you will.
Then the beer will take and cleanse your palate. It strips it clean. It takes all the oils off your tongue, CO2.
You know what this beer kind of tastes like to me? It doesn't really taste like a Belgian style. You ever had the Carl Strauss Red Trolley or some of those, some of those reds?
It's a little more complex than those, but
Do you know exactly what ingredients goes into this thing, Matt?
There's a bunch of different ones. Malt. They're using caramel, rye flakes. They use saaz hops. But you're mainly getting the flavor from the yeast, and it's this nice special Belgian yeast strain.
And you said it's not uncommon to actually look at this beer and see floating pieces of yeast.
Not this one. The one we had last week was Sophie. It's aged in wine barrels and it has suspended yeast in it.
Right. Sorry, Ava, did you want to chime in on this?
Well, no, not really. I mean, maybe I have an unsophisticated palate. But I'm listening to you.
You are from England.
Oh, there you go.
I can't say anything about the English food, but the American food's not so great either.
Well, I don't know where you've been hanging out.
Yeah, so good little history on this this beer. The name Père Jacques means Father John, and I call it Papa John's. And the story behind it is that the Trappist brewery out there for Chimay is the head brewer is Père Jacques, and John Hall, they took a trip out there, mm-hmm. and visited the brewery, and he kind of showed him the ropes a little bit, gave him a little tour, and they came back in his homage. They brewed this beer, and
awesome.
They said years later they brought it back to him to kind of, hey, look what we did, and he drank it and he said, you know, this is really good, but I'm pretty sure I can make it better. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they named it Père Jacques.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again,
so it's a good little history. Yeah.
Yeah. The Goose Island people, again, an urban brewery out there in Chicago. They have there's a story behind each and every name to all the beers, which is really cool.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, we're tasting the Père Jacques today. Oh.
Père Jacques Abbey style ale.
Abbey, what is an Abbey style?
Well, you got to call it Abbey style because it wasn't brewed in an Abbey.
Oh.
Just kind of like we were saying, the Belgian style.
Right, it's not necessarily brewed in Belgium.
Yeah, it's a Trappist beer, it's Trappist style beer. Once again, they're very, very, very sacred to that name. If it wasn't brewed within the monastery Trappist walls, they can't call it a Trappist beer.
Really?
So, isn't this what we call lager in England? Because that's what it tastes like to me.
These guys have said there's ales and lagers, and I guess for the uninitiated, what's the difference?
Well, ales are top fermented. The yeast goes to the top. You're going to get more fruity esters out of the nose. Lagers are going to be bottom fermented. The yeast falls to the bottom of the kettle, and it is more crisp and clean, clear, easy to drink.
Budweiser is the perfect example of a lager.
And that's another thing that Ava doesn't really drink.
Well, I do have an unsophisticated palate because it tastes the same to me.
Does it really?
Yeah. I'm not a beer drinker, am I? So.
No, yeah.
Matt, we have a lot of work to do with this lady.
Yeah, I know.
We need to send her home with homework.
A tough cookie to crack? I don't think that's the term.
Tough cookie to crumble?
But you guys, again, being a more or less a gluten-free person, Ava, there is a gluten-free beer that Straub offers, right? And which one is that? Three different flavors.
It's called Omissions by the Widmer family. And they have a pale, and they have a lager, and they have an IPA, mm-hmm. and it is amazing. So I will bring you some of that.
I would be very interested, actually, because all food that substitutes gluten with something else tastes nothing like the food.
That's what's unique about this product. They don't substitute. They brew it like a beer, then they omit the gluten out of it. So it's brewed with barley. It's not brewed with soy gum.
Wow. See, these guys know so much about
they
the brewing
really
process.
Do.
Absolutely. This is an 8-point-some-odd% alcohol.
8.7, 26 on the IBUs.
Now, how do you get an alcohol percentage out of a beer? First of all, do you know how they test the alcohol percentage and what gives it, you know, more alcohol rather than, you know,
on the alcohol, what happens is the barley is a starch, and when you boil it, it turns into a sugar. So the more malt you put into the brew, it gives it more for the yeast to eat. Yeast creates alcohol and CO2. So the more malt you have in there, the yeast are going to go after and eat it.
Right.
Some people put cane sugar in there and other sugars to get
rock
more alcohol.
Candy or sugar candy.
Is there anything added to this beer at the end of the brewing process? No?
No.
Yeah. Ava, do you have more questions for the beer wizards?
No.
She did smile, though, guys.
Yeah, when, it's a lot better than last week.
Yeah, right. When you talked about gluten-free, she had a smile on her face. So it's pretty attractive when she smiles.
Yeah, well, you know, she's a charmer. Père Jacques is the beer by Goose Island Brewing. They are out of Chicago. This is the What's on Tap segment exclusively right here on KX93.5. Again, Howard Compton, Matt Medina in studio. As far as Belgian styles, is this a beer that you would turn someone on to if they were just getting into these type of beers?
This is very, how would I describe it? Dead on as far as what I think a Belgian Abbey style should be.
Mm-hmm. How do you like this bottle?
It's gorgeous, actually.
Yeah.
Ava?
It's the same as all the others. Just well, got no. a different label, no?
Kind of looks like a wine
this,
bottle,
this
though.
Looks, this is a big bottle. You're not used to seeing these.
No.
No? She's examining the bottle.
So for different types of beers, I guess, there could be like a shelf life of several years, right? Like yeah, I was looking at the Goose Island Matilda or whatever, and it's got the date on there. And you could have it up in your refrigerator for up to 5 years.
Up to now, 5 years, yeah. Most beers
almost
don't
like a
last
wine.
That long.
Yeah, does, really?
Yeah.
So what makes that last longer, you know?
Ingredients.
Yeah.
Higher alcohol, and this is a style. So you could cellar these. A lot of people take these and cellar them, and you could store them up to 5 years in your cabinet. If it's not exposed to light or heat, they last up to 5 years.
Would it change the flavor?
Yes.
Of
it
the,
could spoil.
It could spoil. Yeah.
If it has light or heat, but by cellaring them, it does change the flavor. It develops in the bottle.
Wow, that's amazing.
So are we going to have vintages?
Yes, like I have some vintages if you want to do a comparison.
A vertical?
A vertical flight, they call it. So you could go like 2010, 2011, 12, and 13. We call those vertical flights.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we'll do that a lot of times. I have quite a bit going back to the Bourbon County we talked about. I have, I think, one from every year now. I had more of them going back to 2008. And you can really set them side by side and see what the exact same beer has done over time. And sometimes different flavors will come out. Some other different flavors will kind of die off. It depends. So
yeah. So you've got Bourbon County at home again.
Yeah,
that was
the oldest one I have is the 2008, and that one has gotten extremely richer, fuller. In my opinion, better over with age.
Maybe you would dig on that. More or less, a dessert beer is what you could call that. Ava, one of those. I guess the Bourbon County Stout, right?
Yeah, that's like a cigar, just sipping. It's I think it gets a little higher in alcohol, but it starts out about 15%. So it's a.
And is that from the Bourbon County line of beers from Goose Island?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and are they all stouts?
Yes.
Are they?
There's coffee and
the barley wine.
Barley wine. Well, not all stouts. There's a barley wine, there's the coffee. But Bourbon County Stout is the original one.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, what percentage of these new beer connoisseurs that are about are women?
Quite a bit. If you go to a lot of these breweries, you'll see a lot of young girls that you wouldn't, any age actually, but a lot of people you wouldn't think that are into these beers. I'm pleasantly surprised to see male and female from every walks of life drinking really good beer.
Mm-hmm. Ava, what they're doing now is you go to these tasting rooms at these microbreweries, and then they bring food trucks in. So it's like a place to gather, a community place. So you go there, you have a few different brews. And you go to the food truck, get some food, and come back in. Doesn't that sound like fun?
You see, I think they're just going because their boyfriends, partners, husbands are interested.
I think we need to make a road
something
trip.
Like that.
Road trip.
I took a trip to Mother Earth Brewing out there in Vista over last weekend. And again, that's a spot where they do park a food truck out front because, again, it's a tap house. So they don't serve food. They only serve their craft brews. And it's, you got the ball game on. And everybody trying various craft beers, and it's really great. And I told you guys, I guess, off the air that part of Mother Earth Brewing, there's a whole home brewers store, you know? And I guess we talked about that last time. Like, you've dabbled in, brewing beer at your home, right?
With the internet, there's a lot of times you can get, you can get good stuff online, but a lot of people want their stuff now.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling we're going to see a lot more people opening up shops catering to the home breweries, where you can get your yeast, malt, all that sort of stuff, on hand, right when you want it.
Yeah.
When you went to this place with the food truck outside.
Mother Earth Brewing,
who did you go with?
I went with my girlfriend.
But would she have gone there with her girlfriends? She only went because you took her.
Probably so.
Feels like a very
My girlfriend surprised me, and she said, "We're going on a beer adventure. I'm not going to tell you where we're going." All of a sudden, she drives me up to Mother Earth Brewing out there in Vista, and I was like, "Yes, this is the best Saturday ever."
She took you. Well, okay.
She did.
Look at how happy he is. Maybe you ought to take your husband.
Night, we're driving home. I'm calling her. She's on her way home, and I'm like, "Well, I'm going to the store. I'm picking up some beer. What do you think? Is there anything you might want?" And she said, "Yeah, maybe that Green Flash Hophead Red, or maybe like a Black IPA or something like that." Yeah, she's really into it.
You're making that up.
Not at all.
I don't think you can make that up.
No. Excuse me, guys. I'm going to take a sip of this Père Jacques.
You see, I've met Mookie's girlfriend, and she's very, very lovely, and she doesn't seem the type.
No?
You don't have to be mean to drink beer.
You don't have to be mean. She doesn't look like a beer drinker. Well, she wasn't drinking beer last week, was she, at the thing downstairs?
She was. We had the, I think, a Bear Republic, or the Republic, not the Racer 5, but I think it's some sort of stout from... Mm-hmm. from
Bear Republic.
Yeah, well, Bear Republic,
we
yeah.
can't be friends.
Well, does Mookie look like a beer drinker? He looks like a rock star to me.
He looks like a beer drinker.
My hair is down today, you guys. And I think that's because I'm getting more comfortable with you guys. So I think I could just be myself now in the studio. Again, this is What's on Tap. It's our Friday beer segment each and every Friday in the 4 p.m. hour. Howard Compton, Matt Medina here in our studio, Ava Burton as well. We highlighted the Goose Island Matilda. We highlighted the Goose Island Sophie. If you missed those segments, you want to know more about the brewery or the beer, we got the audio up on kx935.com. And I don't know if you guys got my email, but our podcast is on iTunes as well now.
Yep.
Awesome.
That a couple hours
ago. Yeah, which is very cool. So this month is Goose Island. What do you think you guys are going to bring in next month? Have we even gotten there yet? We haven't even talked about it, have we?
It's a secret. It's kind of a secret, but they've been talking about bootleggers.
It means they don't know.
Yeah. Probably so, yeah.
No, it looks like bootleggers, but it's not confirmed.
Okay.
So we have so many to choose from, so we have to make sure we do them in the right time.
Well, we're trying to tap into the whole, you know, the beer community in Southern California. I think on the horizon, live remotes at various establishments would be great. And I think bootleggers out there in, where's bootleggers again?
In downtown Fullerton.
Downtown Fullerton would be one of the best places. I mean, you guys have a good relationship with bootleggers. Oh. What are they all about? What sort of beers do they offer?
Oh, they offer a whole range of beers.
Yeah.
What they do is they want people to buy local. They brew local here in Orange County, and they want people to buy local beers in Orange County.
Mm-hmm. And I think people are doing it. People are supporting their mom and pop operations. And again, they're going for the micro brews and stuff like that. Is there a macro brew that you might open up from time to time, Howard?
You know, every time I'm in a different town, I like to see what's going on in that town. So I'll stop in and have one there and see what it tastes like. And so I know what the brewery's like or the place is like. And be more knowledgeable that way.
Right. And I feel like beer people know beer people. And I'm going to take a trip up to San Francisco, the Bay Area, pretty soon. And you actually called up the people at Drake's Brewing.
They're looking forward to getting you up there, Mickey.
Yeah, man. I would love to do a tour. I got the Drake's Draconic Imperial Stout or whatever in my fridge right now. What's in your fridge, you guys, at home?
Well, I have some beers from the Midwest, like I spoke about a couple weeks ago, because my son brought them down when he came down. So I haven't even had a chance to try those yet. Matt and I have been working a lot of hours.
Yeah.
So when I get home, I'm usually pretty wiped out. But, you know, it's a hot weather. Maybe I'll go home today and try one of those, open them up.
Mm-hmm.
This beer here, after I saw you sipping it, it just said, what would you pair this with? I look at that, and after I taste it, I would pair it with some ribs, with like a molasses barbecue sauce on
there.
Some
dry rub.
Yeah, some dry rub. Or some chocolates.
You can make a barbecue sauce out of this Goose Island beer, right?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of people cook with beer. That's a whole nother segment.
Totally, man. Yeah.
I have some friends who put beer cans up their chicken's bottoms every time they stick them on the grill.
Is that a technique?
Yeah, it's called beer chicken.
It's
really
chicken.
Good.
It
Does
really
that get you upset when you see that?
No.
Sounds awesome. Because we know that a lot of breweries are putting out cans now, and there is a reason behind it, right? Cans are better than bottles. Yeah, is that what
cans,
you would say?
Cans are, sorry to interrupt, cans are mini kegs, so they can't be exposed to light because they're solidly closed. They don't have any glass.
Right.
So it's a better way to keep a product because it doesn't have any opportunity to get light struck.
So what's with this then?
This
I'm
is a dark
pointing at the bottle.
Well, this
dark
is look out.
So I guess the light wouldn't get in there, you know.
Oh,
so good.
Okay.
Again, that's the Pear Jacques is what we're trying today on the What's on Tap segment by the Goose Island Brewing Company. I would go home and make a turducken in the oven and get a craft beer from Ballast Point in the can and shove it right up that bird's bum and cook it like that. I think that would be delicious.
It would be very moist.
It would be very moist. Now, that wouldn't get you drunk, right? I guess the alcohol
just to keep it
probably
moist.
Burn off, right?
Right.
I guess so. Mm, that sounds delicious.
Maybe if she has more turkey to cook that way, she'll start liking her beer.
Mm. Turducken.
I didn't say I did it. I said it was friends of mine.
It's friends of yours.
English friends?
No, Americans.
Oh. American friends, yes. There's There is a big English community here in Laguna Beach.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. Bigger than I realized when I first got here. Well, yeah. I didn't know anybody when I first got here. First, I just thought it was Jason and I.
Again, we are KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. It is the What's on Tap segment. I think we more or less have to wrap it up, you guys. Anything else to touch on about the beer community before we wrap it up and let you go and have a good Friday?
You know, Mookie, you're doing the right thing. Your girlfriend's taking you out to different places.
I love it.
You're expanding your knowledge. That's what Ava needs to do. She needs to go out with her husband and expand her knowledge on beer. That's the only way you're going to learn is how you try different things out there. So I encourage people to go out there, get a couple of wine glasses, get a bottle of beer, and share it. Mm-hmm. You don't have to get three or four bottles. Just get a bottle of beer and share it. Then try different cheeses with it. Try different foods with it. And become a food pairing person. And, oh, that pairs well with that. Or this pairs well with that. And that's how you educate yourself.
Trial and error.
I think I'm going to go and eat some super hot buffalo wings. What would you say would be a good beer pairing for that? Because I often ask myself that question when I'm eating some wings.
Get something strong. Get a nice IPA.
Spicy.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. to balance it out a little bit.
Right on. What IPAs are your favorites, Matt?
Bootlegger Rustic Rye is my go-to.
Yeah.
We'll try to get you some of their Knuckle Sandwich. It's cool. A double IPA.
Cool.
That's probably my favorite go-to that I have in my fridge right now.
Mm-hmm. Very limited. They also have Far Out IPA. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a damn fine beer you guys brought today. It's the Père Jacques by the Goose Island Brewers Association. That's not even what they call themselves, but I just call them that here on the air.
You've had too much already.
I know, no kidding. Thank you so much for sharing your beer knowledge with us. It's always, I mean, for me, it's fascinating, and I love talking to you guys. Ava, thank you so much for being here
as well. That's okay. I don't understand why you want me to come back and be mean about your beer.
Not at all. Just be yourself, Ava. Again, this is What's on Tap exclusively on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Next week, Howard, you may not even be here, right?
I won't be here, but Matt's going to be here, and he's going to be talking about Pepe Nero.
And I may or may not bring a guest with me, but... we'll be talking about Pepe Nero.
I am looking forward to that. If you missed anything we did on this segment, it lives forever online on iTunes as well as kx935.com. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
This has been What's on Tap. Listen on Fridays at 4 p.m. for more brews and beer tips.